Good morning. We're looking at this Chicago Statement of Biblical Inerrancy, and we're looking at Article 12. And Article 12 is a pretty big order because it says there that not only is infallibility and inerrancy a matter of something that should be applied to our spiritual, religious, and redemptive matters, but the scriptures that we embrace should not exclude other areas like history and science. And this statement, I think maybe Mark assigned me to this because I'm an old professor, a former professor, and an old too. And in our college, a lot of you know I taught for almost 40 years at Grove City College in Pennsylvania, and in our college catalog, one of the three main goals of an education at Grove City, it says this, that part of this educational goal was communicating the significance of the Word of God for all of life and all disciplines. For all of life and all disciplines. And I was a dean there for the last 10 years, and we worked on that all of disciplines part of that. That whether you're in chemistry or you're in engineering or you're in history or you're in economics or sociology, the Word of God is your anchor and your base and your foundation. And you ought to be seeing that discipline in those terms. Now, in the modern, postmodern, secular world, they have a hard time understanding this. When we first sent our kids to Christian schools, I had a number of friends who asked me, well, why are you doing that? Because isn't 2 plus 2 4 in the public school and in the Christian school and in the home school, isn't that true? 2 plus 2 is 4. They were talking about, of course, mathematics. And the answer to that is, no, it's not the same. It's not the same. Of course, 2 plus 2 is still 4, but in the Christian school, the home school, the students are reminded that 2 plus 2 equals 4 is that way because God ordained that order, that logic, that rationality of the universe. And He made it that way. And that interpretive framework in which we understand numbers and quantities is very important. 2 plus 2 is not 4 because the math book says so, because the teacher says so. It's because God has produced and planned that kind of numbering and quantity system that way. So, if you don't know that, and you don't learn that, that's the basis for mathematics, then you are simply learning sort of isolated algorithms and functions that are floating free from the anchorage of the Word. Now, so that's what I said to my friends in response, that God's Word is an infallible guide. In another area, mathematics, and what about science? Well, this is a big subject, so I can't take care of this morning in all detail. But modern neo-Darwinism, is in conflict with the basic findings and proclamations of Scripture. Now, if you want to look further into this, I recommend a couple of things. Of course, our Scriptures. And also Phil Johnson's book called Darwin on Trial, written by a lawyer who says, I just don't see the evidence for Darwinism. Geisler and Turek, a book that I got here, which is called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. And Nancy Percy's very good book called Total Truth. If you want to look further into this subject, then you have to get busy and read those kinds of things. And there are others as well, I'm sure, that can be helped here. But let me just point out two things. The scriptures teach the immutability of the species. That means that we get that because it's confirmed again and again in Genesis 1. God created animals, and they were made after their own kind. That phrase means that these were completed species. They don't change. And incidentally, Darwinism has an awful time with this idea of speciation, where we're supposed to start with one-celled animals and eventually get into these complex phyla. There's no, virtually no good evidence of that. And this speciation movement from one-celled animal eventually to man is just not found in the fossil records. And as a result, the scriptures are our guide here. We are created, and all animals are created, and plants are created after their kind. That's what that means. They're ready-made. They're complete. They're immutable. And the second thing is that the uniqueness of men and women as humans. We're created in the image of God. No other animal is created that way. We are created in the image of God. That was discovered by Adam in Genesis 2. Remember, he went through naming all these animals that God had made. A big job. And when he got to the end of that, it says, but for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. In other words, the animals were not on the same, were not of the same caliber as Adam. And then God created Eve. And when Eve came on the scene after Adam awoke, remember, Adam issued the first poem of Scripture. The commentators say he was like joyously astonished by Eve. I once heard a sermon where a preacher said, the sense of it is that when Adam saw her, he said, wow. And he said, look, this woman is fit for me. Again, pointing out that men and women are of a different kind than the animals. Not like Peter Singer says at Princeton that we're just all the same, we're just all animals. Which incidentally leads to all sorts of strange and weird things. And finally, the scriptures teach that God made things out of no pre-existing matter. He made things out of voidness, nothingness. We can't do that. When we try to make a pot, we have to have clay. We can't breathe out and there's a pot. God can. He makes things out of nothingness. And if you look at the Big Bang Theory, which is the prevalent astronomical view of the world's creation, Big Bang Theory says there are certain singularity of particles. Where did these particles come from? The singularity of particles? That's a fancy way to say there was something here. And where did that come from? And then it explodes, and then it gets smaller, and then it expands again. That's the Big Bang Theory, not the TV show. Okay. So, the scriptures teach that God is the only one who makes things out of nothing. The Big Bang Theory is, full of baloney. So we rely upon the infallibility and the errancy of Scripture in these other areas. And I hope you'll get interested in these questions, because too many times we simply think of the Scriptures as only having to do with our spiritual life. It has to do with all of creation, all of life. Amen.